Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, God, we're not going to break that old of a fucking tradition. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday, guys, but it's fucking, it's chaos. We live in chaos. We live in a clusterfuck. And, I mean, FUBAR. But anyway, it's also the 20th day of April, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's going to be rainy for a while. I don't mean, the weather is not predictable. I don't know. I mean, I think we had the first day of winter. We're having the last, the end of winter and no winter in between. I don't know. It's beyond my reach. Let's see what we're going to jump into, right? I mean, what outrages first? CNN admits U.S. doesn't really know what happens to weapons sent to Ukraine. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, CNN admits U.S. quote, doesn't really know what happens to weapons sent to Ukraine. How do you know they're even being bought? Shouldn't there be invoices? I mean, I don't know a whole lot about business. I mean, didn't go to college for business or anything, but I do know plus and minus and keeping records of what you buy and where it goes. I mean, God damn, you're spending billions of, well, you're not spending, you're just stealing. I think I got a pretty good idea where this black hole that they talk about is. It's in the pockets of the same son of a bitches that $3.2 trillion that fucking Trump handed him went into. Yeah, I mean, this is they're fucking looting the country, okay? Right in front of your face. I mean, you're not talking about any allocations or anything. This is just fucking one man, just fucking a gangster, a fucking international gangster based in fucking Ukraine. I'll have all these buddies. Everybody meet at the hotel in Ukraine, and we're going to hand out some more billions of fucking dollars. That are making the dollars we have in our pockets are fucking worthless. I mean, this is a deliberate fucking destruction of our fucking country. And you know why it's happening, guys? Because we're letting it. This is from Summit News. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. CNN published an article acknowledging that the White House doesn't really know What happens to the vast quantities of weapons being sent to Ukraine? With one source saying, it all drops into a big black hole. They're telling you this. Man, I mean, when you go and look at those deductions on your paycheck, man, I mean, what's going in the black hole? That black hole is a pocket on a fucking Jew. I mean, there's stuff in their, they're buying gold. We've heard reports, suitcases full of fucking gold, jewelry and shit that they're fucking robbing us right in front of our face. I mean, there's no goddamn authorization, no authority to fucking give this fucking money away. Or ain't not money. It's just like yesterday trying to talk about the difference between free enterprise. There can be no free enterprise, people. You can't call it capitalism and it can't exist. Why? Because there is no goddamn, there's not a tangible fucking means of exchange. The debt dollar, you cannot just charge a debt with a debt. People don't own anything. It's still, because you're still got red ink. You never get out of the red ink because everything is fucking hawked. And there's so much debt against that fucking dollar that you think you're paying with something for. It can't pay for nothing. You have to have real money to discharge a debt and actually own something. That's why nobody in this country, well, the rich and the fucking powerful, they own things. The rest of us, we don't own shit. We don't own the clothes on our fucking back. They're in hawk, along with us, according to this fucking fraud. It is a fraud, and we do own ourselves, and we do have the right to fucking shoot our way out of this fucking fraud and be fucking sovereign again. But, man, I'll tell you, people have got to start fucking acting. Well, some people are. I'm not going to say they're not. Whoops. That's the next thing. He says, whoops. I mean, they say this to you. Your weapons being sent to Ukraine, with one source saying it all drops into a big black hole. Whoops. I mean, it's like reading a goddamn comic. The U.S. has sent a total of around $15.2 billion in military aid to Ukraine since the war began in February. Is there really even a fucking war? Or is this wag the fucking dog? I mean, we do not have a clue of what's going on over there, only the fact that fucking more billions of dollars are being sent over there and handed to some fucking body. And if anything is being bought with them, it's being bought from the military industrial complex, and they can't even tell you where it's going. And they're so goddamn worried about you fucking going down and buying a goddamn gun. I mean, they want you to have a safe in your fucking house, and they want to be able to come in and inspect and know exactly where your small arm is. But they're sending goddamn fucking laws, rockets and tanks and shit over there. We don't really know where it is. We may have given it to some of the people that are our enemies. We don't know. This is what they're going to tell you, but we don't even know that the shit's been bought. And how could it be? Was it bought and produced, or did they have this planned in the past that it was already built to be sold? I mean, if you go to buy something like a goddamn, to arm a military, like the armament they let, how about if they would have just took the armament from Afghanistan that they left there to kill us with and just moved it over to goddamn Ukraine? Well, no, nobody makes money on that. The Jew doesn't make any money. It doesn't happen, people. The Biden administration is preparing to announce another $800 million package later this week, five U.S. officials told NBC News. Two officials said the package is expected to include more artillery and tens of thousands of more artillery rounds, according to the report. Like I said, doesn't this stuff have to be produced? They tell us, they've got it for sale. You can't buy no goddamn ammunition. I mean, ammunition for your guns, as an American national here in your own goddamn country, or any reloading supplies. we can't make, that's just, we're too busy making, all this artillery for fucking the Ukraine. A fucking international goddamn fucking, all you can call it is the headquarters of a fucking mob. And then I think the people are just sitting over there, like I said, in the hotel rooms, and they got ways to exchange it for gold and tangible fucking wealth. And they're just fucking, this is our haul off on fucking Biden, on the Biden gang. You see, I mean, you know, when all the mobs come together, we all pay off each other a little bit. We all split up the fucking profits, and well, there's no real profits because they're looting the goddamn joint. But at any rate, here we go. Blue officials said the package is expected to include more artillery and tens of thousands more artillery rounds, according to the report. Why don't we follow it? This is kind of like an Operation Gun Runner, isn't it? We don't know. We sure as hell bought them. We took your money, United States money, and did something that would get a American national, or well, a citizen, not a national, but the American citizen, the 14th Amendment American citizen, fucking put underneath the prison with air pipe to them. And but we never thought about how we were going to find out where they went, because the whole idea was to trace them. You can, I mean, you know, but there's no invoices. I mean, there's no contracts. There's no goddamn, what would they call them? Bills of lading for the deliveries. And they don't know where they're at. It's like that $28 trillion. They already don't know where it's at. Now are we adding to that amount, people? Are we going to pay for this shit? Are we going to accept this? However, where all the weapons are actually going is apparently one huge mystery. I'm reading it. Nothing can shock you after this. I mean, not after this particular article, but I mean, goddamn, what we've just seen in the last few years. My God, this country is. This is what their reset is. I mean, where they just this one fucking psychotic fucking maniac, goddamn gangster over in Ukraine named fucking Joe Biden who. Doesn't have two brain cells to rub together, but he has his son Hunter over there who is a fucking criminal who fucking, you know, you can go in online and look at the fucking porn of him with his whores and his fucking goddamn crack cocaine. Maybe it's buying all bought up in crack cocaine. Who knows? Some of those weapons may wind up in the hands of other militaries and militias that the U.S. did not intend to arm. Are you listening to what I am saying? This is not incompetence, people. This is fucking planned. This is being executed. They may end up there. The thing is, for it to be a big mystery where they're at, because I don't think they fucking even exist. I think they're just taking tons of fucking money over there and handing it out, and with no goddamn accountability whatsoever. So, you know what? Shove your dollars up your fucking ass. Jesus, what do we got to do here, people? Well, what we got to do is take our goddamn country back. And all we have to do is enforce our law. Put our courts back in place and start fucking putting these son of a bitches up against the wall. If this ain't fucking goddamn blatant ass treason right in your fucking face, I don't know what the hell is. I guess I've lost all fucking touch with reality. The article blames the lack of, quote, U.S. boots on the ground in the country. Oh, that's it. No boots on the ground. Damn it, man. Let's get some boots on the ground over there so we can find out where all this fucking military shit that we're shipping somewhere. There's no shipping, goddamn. If you want to ship something through the mail, man, you can be tracked right from the beginning destination if it's a goddamn book. And, you know, right until it's delivered. They can track it through the post office, but they can't track goddamn military arms? Really? They don't even know who they're sending them to? What address did you put on the bill of lading? That would be the first fucking clue I would look at. Boots on the ground in the country for the blind spot, quote, blind spot in where the weaponry goes. Oh, it's just a blind spot. Oh, my God. We are so fucked and we fucking ain't doing nothing about it. We can. We have it. It belongs to us. We're just sitting there like, God, I don't understand it. Ah, shucks. Guess they better put troops on the ground then. I guess they better. Let's get over there. In Afghanistan, they were saying it was costing, that was back how many years ago? I mean, from 20 years of $1 million per fucking boot on pair of boots on the ground. $1 million a year, people. Yeah, I mean, how much of this do you really think we can take before we go under? Armed or not? You're going to have to use those arms to get some goddamn food. This is unbelievable. I mean, 20 years ago, let's go back 20 years. If this article had come out and they'd be doing what they're doing, people would actually be concerned. I mean, I watched a movie last week, and it was about a fucking meteor coming at the Earth. The lady fucking discovers the meteor coming at the Earth, and these assholes are reading these fucking articles is what they're doing, and they finally just fuck around and they're gonna knock it off course so that it doesn't hit the Earth, but then they find out it has rare earth minerals in it, so they're gonna try. This other guy has an idea; he's gonna split it up into four pieces and have it hit, and then they get all the rare earth minerals. And the China, it was so insane, but you know what? And they're showing the fucking, what the hell do they do with that shit? Texas, people are sending in how people are acting and stuff. And they're all right up until, I mean, they had like 6 months to fucking deal with this. And they keep it fucking around right up until their big plan to break it up to make fucking billions. It would create so many jobs and all this shit. It was insane. It was fucking insane, but it was what we're living. I mean, you look right at it, and this is what is. It was kind of like Idiocracy, but with the technology and the people looking at it, and finally the motherfucker comes right down. Planet, I mean, they know it's big as Mount Everest. It will destroy the planet, and they fuck around and do goofy shit and right until the son of a bitch hits, and then the people who fucking were in charge, they had already built the spaceship, and this a handful of them got off. And they had some planet in some other fucking place, but they, in the end, they land there, and that's who you got to start out your new civilization. It's just insane. Looking at it makes you just go shake your head and go, "This none of it makes sense," but it all makes sense if you understand the goddamn what's behind it, what they want to accomplish. And that is the fucking to get rid of fucking about 7 billion fucking people on this planet. It is to fucking get the population down to just a servant fucking, you know, 500 million in perpetuality with what they can fucking handle with technology. I mean, they put a tracking chip in every, the 500 million or less. Everybody has a tracking chip, and we've got military and space. So everybody's forced to have a tracking chip. Everybody does exactly what they're fucking told, when they're fucking told to do it, from the time they get out of bed until they go back to sleep. You reach a certain age where you're not producing as much as you're fucking consuming. They just fucking hit the button, a fucking laser beam. I don't give a shit where you're at. It comes from fucking space and you're gone. I mean, this is the kind of nutty fucking shit they're doing. And I'll tell you, the Earth is not going to fucking stand for this. This has to be throwing everything so out of kilter. It could destroy the goddamn planet. Just because the planet itself will fucking destroy what's killing it. Back to this shit. Boots on the ground, yeah. We have fidelity for a short time, but when it enters the fog of war... Immortal words that should be, I mean, these should be like engraved in granite somewhere. We have fidelity for a short time, but when it enters the fog of war, we have almost zero. One source told CNN, it drops into a big black hole and you have almost no sense of it all at all after a short period of time. Well, I have sense of it. I can see that fucking $100 bill. I mean, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. And everywhere you go to get something. It was nothing less than $5 in the goddamn world. Then it was 10, 20, 50. Now it's 100. I mean, and we have seen in our lifetime what the Plains Indians, like Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, what they saw in a lifetime. They saw their whole fucking world turned upside down, their fucking goddamn world destroyed, and they just sitting there. I mean, they fought the goddamn symptom. They didn't fight the disease because they didn't go for the head of the snake, but at least they fucking were, they were trying to push it away. They saw it for what it was, and they knew it was fucking bad, and it was going to destroy them, and they tried to do something about it. We're not even fucking trying, guys. Well, I take that back. Some people are. When I hear about, and I know that pisses a lot of people off, and damn niggers out there fucking robbing the rich, taking their shit. No. Those are goddamn poor people. They're part of that 99% to get 1% of the world's, of our nation's goddamn wealth. While the 1% gets 99% of the fucking country's wealth. They're fucking sick and tired of it. The only way I can get it is to take it. I guess I fucking take it. And I don't blame them one goddamn bit. It drops into a big black hole, and you have almost no sense of it at all after a short period of time. Some of the weapons are apparently being sold by Ukraine soldiers. Well, of course they are. People, what will you fall for? Americans are struggling with record inflation, and yet the D.C. regime keeps dumping our money into the black hole, knowing full well it could spark World War III, writes Chris McMahon. And throw in World War III. They promised economic collapse, they promised world war, and they promised world famine. And they're fucking doing it. They're doing it right in front of your face. I mean, the enormity of their fucking moves, I mean, they can't be hidden. So they're just fucking telling you, yeah, goddamn. It's all just disappearing into a black hole. No such fucking black hole exists. You know they know exactly where it's fucking going. They're changing all of this goddamn fucking fiat debt dollars into any tangible wealth they can. Art, cars, you name it. And they're fucking packing it away because this is the last hurrah, people. When it comes time to fucking fight the Chinese and the Russians, if they do the war thing, fuck, what are you going to fight them with? You ain't got no goddamn money left. Only people that are going to be able to fight are the largest army on planet Earth, the fucking people. And we should slaughter every motherfucking one of them. To kill each other would be the most foolish fucking thing in the world. Wipe these fuckers out once and for all. Then we take all that fucking wealth, put it all back where it fucking belongs, start fucking over, and then we can have some goddamn free enterprise, and the people can take advantage of the wealth of this country, of this world. It don't just belong to a couple people. It don't belong to 238 people. It belongs to every son of a bitch that was fucking born here. In one country or another, it belongs to you. Your country belongs to you. Biden prepping yet another huge Ukraine arms package as total military aid nears $3 billion from Zero Hedge sent in by Misty. Man, he's got a long ways to go to catch Trump. But I gotta believe it's coming in from other places too. Remember the infrastructure, the big infra, all the talking infrastructure, we're gonna infrastructure spending, and then the COVID, our infrastructure ended up being giving queers or fucking homosexuals sex change operations. That was your fucking infrastructure. You talk about goddamn total insanity. You goddamn, we can't drive down your roads. All the roads, they ain't working on no fucking roads. They ain't lifted a goddamn thing down, and trillions being spent. Nothing for the people of this goddamn country. They're just flat ass stealing it. Anyway, but this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The Biden administration is preparing to announce another substantial military aid package for Ukraine this week. I guess it's going into the black hole. Some more to be dumped into the black hole. We don't know where it's going, and we don't know if there's even arms being made. If the arms are being made, we don't know who they're going to. I mean, we're just really kind of just milking this country fucking dry. NBC News cited five U.S. officials to report Tuesday evening. Three officials said the package is expected to be similar in size to the $800 million one the administration announced last week. Hey, $800 million fucking, I can't even call them dollars. I don't know. I don't know what the hell you, fiat dollars are going out the fucking front door while 20-some thousand goddamn aliens are coming in the front fucking door with their fucking hands out. How long can we fucking endure this, people? You can have a bunch of money stashed. You can have gold stashed. Who's going to stop them from taking it? If you won't stop this, it's right in front of your fucking face. I know you love that gold. But if they just can come and take it from you, what the fuck good is it to you? If you ain't going to fire that fucking gun right now, man, you ain't going to fucking fire it. You have already fucking surrendered. You're worthless. The only people that will fight will be the goddamn people with the least. You watch. That's the way it's always fucking been. And then when it's all over, it'll be this son of bitches with the most that step up and go, yeah, we won that war. Yeah, we're your new followers, your country. Teach your children well that we are the ones that done this for them. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to kill you. You are going to hang for treason and sedition against the supreme superior, absolute, unalienable law ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. You are going to be punished. You are going to die, and we're taking every fucking thing you've got. It's going to be a goddamn, every day it's a bigger fucking mess it's going to be. There's no predicting how many are going to be killed. There's no predicting what's going to fucking happen next. I mean, you sit here and you watch this day after day. Where in the hell did the, even if there was a president, which there isn't, if there was a constitution, which there isn't, where in the hell did anybody get one person just get the fucking authority to go, yep, send my $800 million over there? In the beginning of them Federalist Papers, when this all fucking thing started out, when they were trying to sell us on this bullshit, the Constitution never was, it was called allocations of Congress. Is Congress allocating this money? I mean, he just orders up another $800 million? I don't think so, because I'm not seeing the votes. I'm not seeing, they're not even talking about, it's just like we have a dictator. They don't even talk. I mean, this got to the point that they'll bring up the fucking SCOTUS once in a while. That's going to say, yeah, it's all right for him to be a dictator. I mean, goddamn, this, he is the, well, he's the dictator. It's insanity. The new transfers are expected to include tens of thousands more artillery rounds. Well, you can't find the goddamn ones that you say that you built. That's what I'm trying to say here. You know, look at the short time that all of this has happened. And you're talking about goddamn thousands of rounds of artillery rounds. But they can't make no gunpowder for us. They can't make the goddamn things that we need to reload. We're the goddamn defense of this fucking land that we stand upon. The people are the militia. The uncontrolled militia. The goddamn unregulated. And we got to release the right to fucking fight for our fucking lives. We can't figure out why we can't make enough bullets for you guys, for the people in the United States, the people who own the fucking country that made us filthy fucking rich. And then they take your goddamn worthless fucking money. And they hand it over to these military contractors who are fucking withholding the fucking ammunition the people need. And tens of thousands of artillery rounds, notes Bloomberg. And likely along with more anti-tank missiles. Because these are way easier to make than 22 shells, you know. As has been constantly shipped, stretching back even before Russia's late February invasion kickoff. So they've been building this thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds of artillery rounds, missiles, they can't get no goddamn gunpowder made for us so we can reload our fucking rounds so that we can go shoot and be proficient to fucking defend ourselves against this goddamn clusterfuck. That's all you can call it. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, confirmed this week that so far the United States has successfully delivered new weapons to the Ukrainians on four flights. As overall U.S. aid pledged to Ukraine since February 24th has totaled about $2.6 billion and counting. No, we're up to three-something. We just read it. I mean, I don't know. Fuck, does anybody really fucking know? I mean, the fucking only shit you get is from, I mean, you might get something from somebody who's actually there, a fucking real person, and it'll tell you a little bit of truth if they know some. But I mean, everything you fucking look at, I don't fucking know. I ain't there. And I sure as hell don't know where the billions are going. I don't know where this black hole is. I fear it's a big fucking Jew pocket, though. That's where that black hole is. Yeah. Freeing a Trump repeat, January 6th panel considers changing to Insurrection Act from New York Times. It was sent in by Misty. We'll hit it when we get back. God almighty.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Hog Jaw would get some. And he's giving it out. You know, this whole, fearing a Trump repeat of January 6th, panel considers changing to the Insurrection Act. This is like a fleet of fucking garbage trucks going down the road. And the drivers are intentionally fucking rolling them down, and it's in a windstorm, and it's going everywhere. The first thing you got to do is you got to fucking stop it before you can even start to fucking clean it up. And they're just adding more garbage trucks to the goddamn fleet. It's just unbearable. The unbearable acts, man. This is completely unbearable. This is from New York Times. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We hope Misty's doing okay. She's in the middle of a dust bowl. I guess we're going to have a fucking dust bowl on top of everything else. But, you know, the weather wasn't being manipulated. You know, goddamn, this happened so fast. Like I said, you can feel how people like Crazy Horse, you know, you were born out there in the fucking plains, nobody around you, fucking buffalo forever. And you a lifetime that, your life was spent growing up in a culture that you had been around for 1,000 years, you know, you fucking live the same way, and all of a sudden, the man, just a goddamn whirlwind comes through and just thinks they're gonna, well, they did it. They wiped their food source off, fucking wiped them out, fucking took everything they fucking had and left them destitute. And, I mean, but they, at least they fought. You gotta give them that. At least they goddamn fought. We're not fighting. And some are out there doing some things, but goddamn, this should be a no-brainer. Everybody grab it, your gun, and run. Run to the goddamn fucking, to the goddamn head of the snake and destroy that son of a bitch before it can do any more damage. Because you're gonna suffer. Your children are gonna suffer, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. If you can get it stopped. Getting it stopped wasn't such a big deal. I mean, every day it gets fucking worse. More to stop. More garbage blowing in the fucking wind. In the days before the January 6th attack on the Capitol, some of the President Donald Trump, Trump's most extreme allies and members of right-wing militia groups. I mean, fucking bullshit. This is all insanity. This is not what this goddamn country is supposed to be. We have the template. All we have to do is enforce our own fucking law. And this all stops, people. But we have to do it. We have to put ourselves to the fucking hazard. And damn, man, you look back at 1775, the people stepped up. They left their farms. They left their families. You think they would love their families any less than you love yours? Are their homes? And went and lived like goddamn animals fighting a fucking war so that, you know, to put an end to the fucking tyranny, to the insanity? We not us, man. Not us. President Donald Trump. He's not the fucking president. He was the fucking CEO. They're all in. They all shit through the same hole. We've got that figured out, except for a handful of fucking just people. I can't understand you fucking Trump tards. I can't understand you fucking people that are going for the fucking communism. You're seeing that it's fucking destroying you, and still you fucking advocate for it. Instead, and you have the Bill of Rights right there in your hands that tells you that it's all unlawful. It has no fucking jurisdictional authority. You have the right to stop it. You have the means to stop it. But you're not doing it. Allies and members of right-wing militia groups urged him to use his power as commander-in-chief. No, he wasn't commander-in-chief. He was head CEO, or goddamn, I guess he would be the head corporate monarch for the United States Corporation. But commander-in-chief, my fucking ass, to unleash the military to help keep him in office. Now, as the House committee investigating last year's riot uncovers new evidence about the lengths to which Trump was willing to go to cling to power. And see, all of this is fucking rubbish, people. We know what happened. We know why. I mean, this is just fucking rubbish. And I mean, this is what the propagandists are throwing out there. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit because nobody's doing anything. Fuck it. Why are we even bothering putting propaganda out? These fuckers will just sit there. You walk right in their goddamn house. Fuck their old lady. Fuck their goddamn little child. Fuck their dog. Fuck them. Take their polished gun away from them. Slap them around a little bit and go on out the fucking door. Go sell it to a Ukrainian. Maybe. I mean, it's not funny. God damn, what a worthless fucking people we are. Oh, let's look at this law that they're talking about here. Now, as the House committee investigating last year's riot uncovers new evidence about the lengths to which Trump was willing to go to cling to power, some lawmakers on the panel have quietly began discussions about rewriting the Insurrection Act. You see, an act is not fucking law. To make law, I mean, I can't even say that. Because, I mean, under the what they sold us in the fucking Federalist Papers, in order for anything to become law, binding as law, it had to be ratified by all the fucking states under Article 5 of the Constitution that never was. I mean, this is how they've got us in a fucking, just a world of shit. There's no paper way out of this. It ain't like that. Well, we find out what they did and then we get them and take them and have them punished. It ain't like that. We know exactly what they did. They're telling us. They're telling us what they're doing right now. Oh, yeah, Trump, I mean, which one is Biden? No, the Communist Committee running Biden, George Soros, fucking Barry Satoru, fucking the Communist fucking committee running this goddamn country that has the goddamn Capitol and the White House under occupation with military fucking troops guarding it. Are just fucking just going, my fuck it. No, he ordered up another $800 million. I type it in the computer. You do this long enough. How long can you do this, people, before you're in the Weimar Republic? Like I say, the fucking money looks like monopoly money. It doesn't, when you put it in your hand, it has no goddamn wealth. There's no wealth to it. When you go down and it's a goddamn $100 to fill up a fucking car with gasoline, and you're the number one goddamn exporter of fucking fossil fuels in the goddamn on the planet. And it's, and you know, we were arguing the other day about the, you know, who owns it? What makes you think you own underneath your neighbor's, resources under your neighbor's property? Well, I don't even know that it's my neighbor's property, buddy. I don't know. Does anybody? At the end of the fucking, at the end of the uprising that was hijacked and made into a so-called revolutionary war that wasn't, because they ended up fucking going and settling with the king and giving him charter to go across the country and fucking rape it. But at the end of this supposed war, the supposed victory of we the people, everything belonged to all of us. Everything except, like I said, the Indian territories that belonged to the fucking Indians. Everything belonged to us. When, at what point did they take it from us through the due process of the law required in the Bill of Fucking Rights? We do not know the disposition. You cannot say that that land over there belongs to that feller. You don't know how the land, I mean, it's like if my gun is stolen. It's my fucking gun. As one guy passes it to another guy and sells it to another guy and sells it to another guy and sells it to another guy and I fucking run across it, I find my gun's found. Whose fucking gun is this? My fucking gun. Of course. All the rest of it was fucking fraudulent fucking conveyance. But I mean, before you can say, well, you're bitching about, and not to mention the leases, the whole goddamn, the wild, especially in the wildlands, that absolutely belonged to every fucking American national that was there at the end of that fucking war that fought it and won it in blood. But then they said, oh, Jim over here, he's just going to give a lease to Joe over here who never owned anything in his fucking country. Came from another fucking country, or Chong Dong, and is going to give them an oil lease on fucking my property. But we gave an oil lease to him. It belongs to him now. You see, that's how it works in this country. Wait a minute. Hold it. How did you get it from me to the in your possession to you had the authority to fucking give anything on it or under it away or sell it? This is, like I said, a clusterfuck, and the way you get rid of it is to go back to the fucking beginning. The Bill of Rights is simple. It's simple. All we have to do is all get on the same page, but hell, we can't do that because you have the people out there, the capitalists. They do not want that goddamn Bill of Rights. Why? Because it changes everything. It changes. No, your buddy over there might not own that goddamn property. I mean, I took one day just from the signs where I went, where I'd been gone all my life, and I couldn't pull over on the side of the road. There was a sign every 50 fucking feet. I'm going, what in the fuck's going on here? So I go and I look it up on the computer when I get home, and they talk about this. They talk about this land grab, which is totally they just did it. Somebody typed it down. Oh yeah, I'm gonna. So it's like me. I'll look over there at my neighbor's house. I guess I could just go ahead and sell his fucking house if I want to. If I signed a piece of paper, that makes it legal, right? Lawful. No, it doesn't. And so these capitalists, this is their bread and fucking butter. Selling things that do not belong to them. And then the people that fucking think they buy them, it don't belong to you either. Because you can't buy nothing unless you have something to buy it with. And you can't buy something with debt. We have to start at the goddamn, we have to fucking start over. We have to clean this fucking place out and start fucking over with just the Bill of Rights. Just think what we would be had they never fucking, that Constitution that never was, never ever been fucking put in place. There never ever been this. It's just like they're putting this United Nations fucking government together right now. And nobody's fucking, there's no voting, the people aren't being asked, the people are just, we're being told, yeah, when we just wrote this goddamn thing that you're gonna fucking abide by. Well, what? What the hell are you talking about? That violates my goddamn rights. I'm a fucking American national. Here's the list of my fucking goddamn, natural rights that you cannot fucking violate, and it is the fucking, common law for my fucking country. Well, if there had never been a federal government, if there had never been state fucking governments, why do we need anybody to fucking to do our thinking for us? We can organize together. I've seen it. I've done it myself. Fucking barn raisings. Fucking people build roads. It always ends up that somebody has to do the goddamn work. These fuckers, all they do is just draw on paper. They're the most worthless son of a bitches. I mean, I talk about the goddamn ditch diggers and the prostitutes. At least they serve a purpose. These son of a bitches are just the Jew middlemen. The Zionist Jew middlemen. They've taken 95 cents. They've always taken 95 cents of every fucking dollar that they couldn't take. They were breaking the fucking law, taking it. And we just sit there and we watch it happen. Now the House committee is investigating last year's riots and uncovers new evidence about the length to which Trump was willing to go. The discussions are preliminary and debate over the act has been fraught in the aftermath of Trump's presidency, Proponents envision a doomsday scenario in which a rogue future president might try. A rogue president? No. There are no presidents to start with, but a rogue CEO. I'm going, rogue? What the hell you got out there right now? I mean, handing $800 million to, they won't even tell you who they're handing it to. But you owe it. We will let you know that that's being added to what you owe. But you don't owe it. You borrowed it from us. You owe it to us, you son of a bitch. We do understand. I mean, we're not fucking dead completely in the head yet. You haven't de-educated in the state of fucking Oregon. You do not have to know how to do math. You do not have to know how to read. You do not have to know how to write. And you sure as hell don't have to know none of the sciences to get a high school diploma. Now, if that ain't idiot fucking ocracy, I don't know what is. And like I was talking about that other program, it was the same shit. It was everybody just went, people are just gone goofy. Slap yourself, man. Get some skin bracer and whap, whap, each side of your face and wake the fuck up. We have to stop this. It has to be stopped before we can start fixing it. And the further it goes down this goddamn road, the more treachery we are going to have to go through to fucking fix it. Starvation. They do think they give one monk's fuck. They're trying to kill you. They've let that be known. They have their kill shot. They've killed millions of people across the planet. But hell, man. No, they're not trying to kill us. They love us, man. That's the truth of it. They just love us. But skeptics worry. Excuse me. But skeptics worry about depriving a president of the power to quickly deploy armed troops in the event of an uprising. How would you recognize an uprising in this goddamn country? The whole country is an uprising. There is no goddamn standard to go by. You'd have to have a fucking, see the founding document. You have the Bill of Rights, okay? Now that's real fucking law. That was put in place by the people as the foundation for this fucking country was going to be freedom and liberty for the individual, the right to own property, the right to fucking prosper from your own fucking goddamn efforts and nobody else. We have a standard, but it's the only goddamn document you are not seeing as a part of this rubbish that is being put out daily. This fucking sorry ass property. This is a waste of fucking time. We know they're stealing hand over fucking fist. You got to tell us 7 fucking times, 8 fucking times. I don't fucking know. I know that the only way that it stops is that we have to stop it. And the quickest way to stop it is to shoot the goddamn driver of the garbage truck. Start shooting him, shooting the guy that's fucking putting them on the goddamn road. The guy that's fucking directing them down the road to roll over and throw more fucking trash out. Shoot the son of a bitch in the goddamn head. He is committing high treason against the people and the people's law and the people's jurisdiction. The people who own this fucking country. The people who have been defrauded to the point that we don't know who owns what. And I'll repeat that again. The statement that you got a problem with you want your the oil underneath your neighbor's property over there. How do I know whose fucking property that is? It's come to the point, something that happened 3 fucking days ago. We don't know where it is. We don't know who's got it. We don't know how it got there. We're handing out $800 million at a pop and not keeping a record. If we're delivering military fucking arms, wouldn't there be bills of lading? I mean, in the private fucking sector, you better have your goddamn paperwork in fucking in line when you're driving a truck and taking some goddamn, property from one place to another. You sign for that property. You're responsible for that property. And when it gets there, it's checked out. And if it checks out to be what's on that bill of lading, then the person who receives it, they sign it, and then they're responsible because they have their own bill of lading because that's how things are distributed. I mean, goddamn, did we forget? How many years we've been doing this, people? Go back to the goddamn regular, what the hell did they call them? The people that drove the wagons. Teamsters, whatever in the fuck they were. You had to account for what you hauled. What is moved? I mean, we have to account for every shit we take. But these people are throwing 800,000. We don't know them. It's somewhere. We're pretty sure it's somewhere. And it might be weapons. We really cannot show you anything to prove that we bought weapons with it. And how these weapons got created so fucking fast. And when the goddamn arms dealers in this country say they can't make 22 fucking bullets. They can't get 22 bullets on the shelves for the people to plink with. But all of a sudden, like, thousands of goddamn missiles fucking, well, yeah, that's no problem. Were they making them all along, or do they exist? We do not know. Anybody that steps up and says that they can say, I know that property there belongs to me, you're full of shit. You do not know the history of how it got to the point to where you bought it. You don't know if you bought something that was hot. You don't know if you bought a hot gun. You didn't check. I mean, it might have fucking cleared a system, but was it an honest system that it cleared? Because like I said, when I did the investigation on that property, you're talking some of the fucking most primo fucking land in Oregon. And it was millions of acres. And it was a proven fraud. Just like when they said that, you know, like with Como, it was completely credible. They had the evidence. One fucking lawyer went to jail. Did the land get returned to whence it came, which it belonged to the people? Who it was taken from without due process of the law? It was the people's land. Hell no. Everyone that fucking went out and bought that stolen property got to fucking keep it. So I guess they own what's underneath it too, that's stolen. We have to stop it. We have to fucking stop it before we can even fucking turn it around. Oh, I mean, you got this Rhode Island Dems submit bill to double state income tax for parents of unvaccinated minors, and we know it's bullshit. We know they can't do it. We know it's a violation of the law, but it's just something else to throw out there. It's another piece of garbage flying through the air from one of those garbage trucks that rolled over in the windstorm. And there's another one right behind it, and this is it's just landed in front of me. Oh. And that's what it's fucking worth, to toss. Because you fucking try doing this shit, we're gonna shoot you. We got no goddamn choice. You've left us no fucking choice but to completely fucking destroy this goddamn country if we have to. This goddamn insanity cannot continue. We can't leave this to our fucking children and our grandchildren. God damn our fucking forefathers for fucking leaving it. Not the ones that fought, the ones that fought because they didn't finish the job. But I mean, the generations before us just, oh God, I mean, I'd like to have a dollar for every time I heard someone say, fucking 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I'm old, I'm glad I'm going to be dead before it all goes down. Why didn't you stop it? Why did you fucking leave it to me? Why did you leave it to a single generation to fucking have to figure it all out? And then after they figure it all out, have to fucking arm themselves. Because you're fucking arming the people that are trying to fucking make them fucking goddamn subjects and goddamn slaves. I mean, goddamn you. You fucking worthless son of a bitches, man. Man, and growing up in this country, the goddamn propaganda from me. When we were kids, I mean, at least they weren't showing, you know, 14-year-old boys boogering 14-year-old doing weird, I mean, this goddamn disgusting shit you see in the goddamn videos, but they were fucking teaching us lies, absolute fucking burning ass lies designed. So we fucking, you know, like I'm 14 fucking years old. I can't wait to go to fucking Vietnam to kill somebody to stop communism. And did I have a clue at 14 years old that there was a communist party operating right here in the United States? The guys who were drafted. And took over to Vietnam and Korea by the draft. You're being drafted. We have to stop the spread of international communism at the same fucking time that the communist party is freely operating in the fucking United States of America. Collectivism. Repugnant to fucking individualism. The greatest enemy to individualism there is. House Intelligence Committee members were briefed on Vegas multiple shooter and Antifa and ISIS information. Now, they in this article, they have fucking ISIS and Antifa working hand in hand. Now, if that doesn't strike you as odd, I mean, Antifa is about fucking queers. Fucking, it's about goddamn transvestites. It's about 1,500 fucking different goddamn, I don't know, a snake with one arm and two tails. I mean, identifying. There's thousands of identifications. No, you got to call me this, or I can have you. I can have the government fucking sue you for violating my privilege. It is so fucking fucked up, people, beyond fucking recognition. But this, all the information in this, is the information that came out at the time. Fuck, we've reported on everything that's in this article when it happened. We showed the fucking videos. I don't know if they're still. I mean, well, some of them are. Evidently, they took these to this committee. But, and they took it to an intelligence committee, and then they, you know, they tell them there were several shooters, several different places, just like it was said back then. They've known it all along, and you know what's going to happen with this? I mean, they showed the evidence, ever-fucking-dense, that the whole thing was a lie. It was goddamn these different fucking groups from different countries, but it wasn't. It was the goddamn Mossad. This is part of the fucking goddamn, the fucking garbage truck wreck. Just make everything just so nobody knows what it is. It flies down. Well, this one. Oh, we looked at that. Oh, here's some fell in my hand. Oh, let's see what it says. United States Congressman on House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence received information at Capitol Hill briefing on multiple shooters carrying out the Las Vegas mass shooting attack October 1st, 2017 with Antifa and ISIS involvement. National file recent bullshit. Fucking Jews did it. We know it did it. We said it back then. I guess just over some time and then go call it that ISIS thing, you know, ISIS, which is fucking just like, it's unidentifiable. It's like the United Nations. It's not like a place. It's a fucking, it's an ism. It's just baffling you with bullshit because they have nothing fucking left. For God's sake, they've got to stop this. It has to be stopped before we can fix it. And if we don't fix this before we die and we leave this to our children, we deserve to have our faces pissed on while we're fucking laying in the coffin. We're the most worthless son of a bitches to ever breathe air. And that's all else I can say about it. I've had enough of it. Fucking unbelievable. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of this fucking bullshit. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And it's going to stay bullshit. It's going to get worse bullshit. The more fucking truck wreck, it's a fucking garbage flying every fucking where and landing. And that's what you read. And that's, I don't know what we can do about that. Well, I'll tell you what you can do about it. You can fucking stop it. You have the fucking means. Are you so far into idiocracy that you can't figure out how to fucking stop something? Read a little history. See how other people stopped it. They took weapons and they fucking took these motherfuckers out that were enslaving them. Violating their laws, violating the laws of nature. I mean, these sick son of a bitches, they want to get inside your goddamn body, they're telling you. Think it over, people. An individual can make a difference. A goddamn country of individuals can take this fucking place back. Duck fucking soup. But we have to act as a goddamn people. Under that fucking document that was handed to us for this very fucking situation that you will not hear mentioned any fucking where else. The Bill of Fucking Rights. And that is the word from the trenches.